time for a little casting of the pod. Welcome, everybody. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here on this Thursday, the 30th of August. Welcome in. It hasn't rained for a week, and I don't care how hot it gets. I am rejoicing all the way through the blisters on my skin. It's been glorious. I don't want to hear anybody complaining about how hot it is, even though that will happen multiple times in this here podcast. Steve played Marion Golf Club the other day, so of course he came in still high as, well, his scores were. Mr. Moonlight featured prominently in Breakfast with the Beatles, and we had your help doing your best Lennon impression. Cindy was in heat today, which sounds awkward, and teacher troubles were addressed with the listeners, which certainly got awkward for the listeners to remember those times when the teacher basically scarred them for life. We discussed pizza toppings and shared our favorites, and comedian Jimmy Pardo joined us once again, and we busted his chops for throwing out the most flamboyant first pitch that Major League Baseball has ever seen. Oh, and we tackled Alabama recess for good measure. So listen up, here you go. All the good stuff right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
So, Tiger, do you enjoy it?
I had an awesome afternoon yesterday. It was so hot. It was so worth it. It was so much fun.
I'm so jealous.
Steve played Marion yesterday. Yeah.
And I got to play the West Course, which wasn't where they played the U.S. Open because that's under construction. And if they didn't have the East Course, we wouldn't be talking about anything except the West Course because it's awesome. It's unbelievable how good that side of the course is, too. Oh, my God. I had so much fun.
Yeah, that's I always had a hard time trying to figure out, all right, was the East Course or the West Course, wherever the hell it was, was that the other nine?
You got to look for the gang signs. West Coast, East Coast, yeah.
Say, well, you know, all those so Marion cool. members.
Oh, constantly flashing them.
It's so gang-oriented.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
I got in my car yesterday when I was leaving here, and this was only like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 12:30, as a matter of fact, right? I get in the car at the moment, says 104.
Ooh.
You know? It was like, great. Oh, yeah. Well, it was baking yesterday. Yeah. It was 79 degrees out there right now. At 7:10 this morning, we will, of course, get to Breakfast of the Beatles. I'm going to get to one of my favorite songs, but I'm going to do something this morning that we've never done before. I'm going to let you be a Beatle. Yes, because I want to play this morning.
Mr. Moonlight.
And I think the reason why this is one of my favorite Beatles songs is just the way John does that scream.
Mr. Moonlight.
So I'm curious if I have any potential Johns out there. So if do you think you could do that Mr. Moonlight? We'll gift you with something if you're the best. You know, I'd like to get three or five people to give it a shot now. So 215-263-WMGK. Give us a call in the studio. Give us your
Mr. Moonlight.
And walk away with a fine gift from the John DiBella Show.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Cindy Graham is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, and how was the rest of your hot day yesterday?
It was great. I did go out of the house.
You did, huh?
But I never got out of air conditioning. So I ran from my car.
You have an air conditioned backyard?
No. I mean, I went into the car and I went to Target and I ran into Target. So I preserved my coolness, I guess you could say.
Nothing I love more than coming out of the house with my sunglasses on and then you hit the heat. And then your glasses just totally fog up.
Oh, man.
It's like, I'm trying to drive here.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I don't want to put teachers in a bad light here because, you know, one bad apple doesn't necessarily spoil the bunch.
Right.
But everybody has had, teacher problems over the course of their, life, their school life, especially in the early years. Listen to this story. I found this story yesterday. A now former preschool teacher in Plainfield, New Jersey, has been banned from all child care situations and institutions and will likely get probation after she threatened children with a knife that she would cut off their fingers and throw them in the trash if they misbehaved.
But she didn't actually do it, so it's okay, right?
Pretty dark threat, though.
But I was
Mrs. Fingers.
I was telling this my wife last night. She told me about a teacher that she had that in the fifth grade, and it wasn't her that it happened to. In the fifth grade, the teacher caught this girl spitting in the playground. And as punishment, the teacher made her spit into a Dixie cup until it was full then drink it.
What?
Oh,
wow.
My gosh.
And then drink it.
That's pretty hardcore.
Right? You know, so I mean I had my issues. I was not the best student, and I did drive teachers out of their minds. And I apologize for it now. But we've all been scarred in some way by a teacher, or a lot of us have been. And as I said, I am not dumping on teachers. You people are underpaid and do great work. But every once in a while, there is a bad apple. You know it yourself. So how did your teacher scar you for life? That's the question this morning. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, right? And we promise that there'll be no cup of spit that you have to drink. All right? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Got a question for all of you here in the studio. Favorite pizza topping?
Oh, geez.
Honestly, cheese. As of late,
extra
cheese?
No, just I'm plain. I'm pretty boring.
Peppers or mushrooms? Okay, so I usually go for both. Sorry. I love veggies.
I'm a sausage guy.
Okay.
Sausage. Okay. And yes, I will. You bet your sweet ass I am.
Yeah. Right. I'm isolating that. Guaranteed later today. I'm a sausage
guy. That's going to pop up somewhere. I don't want to hear it.
The John DeBella Show. I'm a sausage guy. Perfect.
Now, the reason why I'm bringing up is, Cindy, what about you? What did you say, pepperoni?
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, that is classic.
All right, I don't get pineapple. I don't understand people who like pineapple, right. And I don't understand how in England one of the choices you have on top of pizza is corn.
Yes. What?
Corn? Yeah. Well, so when Pizza Pizza was in business, they had one that had potato slices on it.
I did not.
I'm
know
sorry,
that.
There's just not enough starch in this pizza. I need some more on top of that. But no, in Taiwan they've come up with something new, mm-hmm. and it's even more disgusting than pineapple.
Is it a cricket?
No, fish sticks.
Come on,
fish sticks on pizza. With pineapple. With pineapple.
A little surf and turf.
Well, so go back to making toys.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
He will be at the new Howie Mandel Comedy Club at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City from the 4th through the 6th, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. It is a pity that we can't see him in person because he's such a pretty person to begin with. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny Jimmy Pardo is on the line.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, sir?
Well, I agree. I'm sickened that I can't be there with you guys. We have to do this via the telephone.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We get the joy of knowing that you actually got up at a time of the day that we're already been up for 3 or 4 hours.
Somehow I'm jet-lagged and I haven't gone anywhere. I still have that same feeling. I'm trying to get through it like anybody else, John.
As a kid growing up in Chicago, did you have to or were you in love with all of those Chicago bands? Like Chicago?
I mean, just by coincidence, Chicago is my favorite band. I think it's because my dad liked them and I grew up listening to them. It was, you know, the second concert I ever saw was Chicago. My first was Kiss, because I think legally every kid in the 70s has to see Kiss first. But, you know, I do like Styx. I like REO Speedwagon. I'm still a big fan of the classic rock, and, that was my bag growing up.
He says that like an old man. You know, I'm still a big fan of the classic rock.
I know, I threw the word "the" in there. I'm glad you called me out on it because I felt like an a-hole saying it.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have autocorrect in speech.
I wish you did. A, maybe it would have fixed me, or B, it would have made me just go more irate because it seems to be the same three words that give me trouble, none of which I can say on the air.
Okay.
Because my phone doesn't think those are real words. But I've just figured out. I just figured out how to do one that rhymes with duck.
So every time you write the not word duck on your phone, it corrects it to what?
Well, it corrects it to duck, believe it or not.
Ducking.
I actually did it yesterday. Right. I wrote that word and it came up ducking.
Now, here's the downside. If you want to write ducking, you're screwed.
Which you never do.
Right? If you want to say, hey, let's go ducking on Saturday to right. your buddy, you might be having a different activity. I'm having a John DeBella moment, apparently, because not only did I watch that documentary, I just listened to the interview you had with Steve Perry the other day.
Oh, okay. Did you like it?
I did. Listen, he's one of my heroes. There's no better voice in rock and roll, and I'm glad that he's back, even if he sounds older and people want to critique him. I don't care. Be grateful that man's singing again, and mm-hmm. we get to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I want to hop back to you going to the Kiss show for the first time, for your first concert. How exactly did that go down, particularly the telling your mom that that is exactly what your dad was about to do?
It was me, my brother, my stepbrother, and then we had a fourth ticket, and my stepdad didn't want to go, so my mom said, well, you know what? I'll bring the boys. And here's the weird part. I thought it was crazy for years, but the truth was it was 1979, so I was 12. I hadn't even turned 13 yet. I was 12 years old, which means my mom, who was only 20 years older than me, was 32.
Wow.
And one would go, you brought your mom? But you think about it, it's like, I've been to see Kiss maybe 10 times since I was 32.
Were you part of the Kiss Army?
I was part of the Kiss Army, but a lot of people know this. I am no longer with the Army. I'm AWOL. Right now, there's a 57-year-old man dressed like a kitty cat roaming the streets looking for me.
And you mentioned your love of sports. You threw out a pitch at a White Sox game?
Yeah.
And we saw a picture of you throwing out that pitch. Was that at a White Sox game, or was that at a performance of Peter Pan?
Okay, now listen, that's cute because we're on a telephone and I can't punch you in the face. So you bring that topic up this way. Look, here's what happened with that thing. So I was the luckiest man in the world for a morning. Growing up in Chicago, I wanted to do two things. I either wanted to play for the Chicago White Sox or the comedy dream, host the Tonight Show.
Okay.
So there I am in Chicago. We're doing a week of shows for Conan, and I get to represent Conan by throwing out the first pitch at a White Sox game. So you please welcome from Conan, Chicago's own Jimmy Pardo. And here's a stadium full of people cheering that I'm going out there to do this. And
right.
I throw the first pitch. It was actually a pretty decent pitch. It was just a little bit inside if you were a left-handed batter.
Okay.
And I'm on cloud nine. And the next day, I wake up, and I've got a gazillion text messages saying, hey, nice job throwing out that pitch. I'm like, why are people making fun of me for this? This was a great day. And then finally somebody said, hey, go get the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm in a hotel room, and I run down to the coffee shop, whatever, they had the newspaper. And there it is on the back page of the Chicago Sun-Times, the entire back page, a picture of me, again, looking like I'm finishing up a number from Swan Lake. It's the worst picture ever. I almost like an 80s movie. I go around the neighborhood buying every newspaper there is so nobody else sees it. But at the end of the day, if you look at that picture, if you put a baseball glove on on my backhand, it would look normal. The fact that I don't have any glove on, it looks insane.
Yeah. Well, if you put shorts on you, it would look like Richard Simmons.
That's hurtful. He's a nice man. I don't know what to say to that. I actually met Richard Simmons once. He was not very nice to me. That's my one story.
I finished every pitch like Lamar from Revenge of the Nerds also.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Jimmy Pardo is going to be appearing at the Howie Mandel Comedy Club at the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City on Tuesday the 4th through Thursday the 6th, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. Please make sure that you come through at a time where you actually could show up in the studio. We love having you here.
Again, it infuriates me that I can't be there, but I appreciate you guys having me on. It was great talking to you. And, John, again, it was great hearing that interview with Steve Perry and seeing you in that documentary. It was nice to see a friendly face pop up.
The amount of attention I've gotten from that film, the first time I saw my face pop up, it scared the living daylights out of me because if they would have gotten the camera any closer, we would have been able to count nose hairs.
It was a little tight, wasn't it?
It was a little tight. Well, thank you so much, dude. You take care.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
We started talking about this earlier, and we're going to open up the phone lines momentarily, 215-263-WMGK, because I saw this story yesterday about a preschool director from Plainfield, New Jersey, who's been banned from all childcare institutions and will probably get probation after she threatened children with a knife that she would cut off their fingers and throw them in the trash if they misbehaved. Right? She confessed to it too. She said, "Yeah, I did it." They fired her ass. Right? So, I want to clarify, this is not an idea to dump on teachers. Teachers do a great job. They're underpaid. They work a lot. right? And even though they get 2 months off, right, most times they're working then too. So we're looking for how to teachers guard you. You know, wherever my – something tells me we're going to get a lot of Catholic school phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get a whole slew of Catholic school phone – well, that story I told you, my wife said that. That was a Catholic school thing. Fifth grade teacher caught this girl spitting in the playground, and as punishment, the teacher made her spit into a Dixie cup until it was full. Wow. And then had to drink it.
How long did that take?
I don't know. I didn't want to know more about it than you know, how disgusting it already was.
Sister Spittles.
Whatever the case, we want to know, Catholic school, public school, wherever you went, all right, how did your teacher scar you for life? Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Chuck Berry, I got to tell you, I will never grow tired of that song. It does not grow old for me. I love it. I've loved it from the first time I heard it. A lot of Chuck's music I do, but that song
yeah,
in
I'm
particular,
a big Chuck Berry fan
I just
too.
Really, really love that. And we're playing it because basically we're going to talk to you about teachers and the teachers who scarred you. 80 degrees outside right now. Get up to 95 today, partly sunny day with a possible shower this afternoon, but 80 degrees at the moment. This all came around because of the story that I saw about this Plainview, New Jersey teacher who actually went, and we're talking preschool. She was the director of a preschool and threatened the children with a knife. She said she would cut off their fingers and throw them in the trash if they misbehaved. Right? And
it's like a dark fairy tale character.
Does your wife use stories like that? Or?
My wife actually does that, but she uses the craft scissors. Much more gentle.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
Little ridges.
Right? It's pretty. But there are texts coming in like crazy, people telling us. And look, I'm not getting down on teachers. Teachers do a wonderful, wonderful job. Right. But you have to admit, in every profession, there are some bad apples. And a lot of us over the years have been scarred by those bad apples. So the question at hand is, how did you get scarred when you were in school? And we got Bob on the line here. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, booyakasha, Judge.
Booyakasha, Bob. So how did you get scarred by a teacher?
Well, I was in the third grade, and I guess I was one of them kids who just didn't keep to their seat. I was always walking around the classroom. And this annoyed her. So one day, she got jump rope, and she tied me down in my chair. and furthermore, one particular day that she did that to me, we had a fire drill.
Oh, God.
Everybody goes outside, and here I am with a chair tied to my ass outside during a fire drill.
A captive audience.
Which is the reason why Bob hasn't been able to sit through a movie for the rest of his life.
Exactly. Keep on rocking, guys.
Hey, Dottie?
Okay, I was in first grade, and it was a Catholic nun.
Okay.
And we had the giant schoolyard, and we were getting in line to go back after recess, and she pulled me out of line for talking too much and put me in one of those giant trash cans, the kind they use like on 9th Street in the wintertime to help them keep warm.
Oh, my God.
I've seen a classmate get thrown in the trash, too, and dragged out into the hallway.
Oh yeah, and my head, like, we barely reached the top of it. Meanwhile, my brother was in a couple grades ahead of me. He was in line. He walked by hysterical. And I just started crying, and everybody was laughing at me, walking back to their class, and I was standing in the trash can.
Kathy?
Yes?
How were you scarred by a teacher?
Okay, well, when I was in first grade, the teacher said whoever talks, they would give them this pill. They gave them this little pink pill, and they told us that your tongue would fall off during the weekend. Oh. So they gave it to two boys, and they cried the whole time. They made them take them. And here, what we found out later, it was just like those chloride pills to tell you where you didn't brush your teeth when you were little. Wow.
That's worse than the spanking machine.
That's the truth.
What?
You didn't have the spanking machine? Oh.
Thank God. Sounds
God.
Awful.
It didn't exist, but they led us to believe it existed. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Nuns lie. Nuns lie
true.
A lot.
This was a Catholic school, so.
Yeah, it's always a Catholic school. George, what about yourself? All right? How were you scarred by a teacher?
Well, first of all, I am a teacher on my way to school. You give me some great ideas of what to tell the kids. It wasn't me, John. I was like you. I deserve the punishment. I deserve being pushed around. Teachers could hit you back then. But it was my wife. The teacher in third grade told my wife, you don't have a creative bone in your body.
Wow.
She was in third grade. And my poor wife, I mean, she's taken that with her all the way to our 57th year.
Wow.
And now she's
wow.
an accountant.
Wow. How did you know that she is in tax?
Nailed it!
Wow.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
All right. So how were you scarred by a teacher?
Okay. I was in eighth grade. We were playing football, and it was nighttime. I'm running down the field, wide open, not seeing there was rebarb in the middle of the field. Well, it caught me right where you know where.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So I was out of school for 3 days because I swelled up pretty good and couldn't walk. Well, I get back into school with a note from the doctor and a nun, and I'm talking a Catholic school nun, stood up in front of the room with me standing next to her and said, "Aw, little Marky Warky hurt his ballsy wallsies."
A nun?
A nun. We thought she was a Marines. That's how bad she was. She was
God.
Mean. Mean.
God, man had Sister Charles Bronson.
Yeah, it was close. She was a little taller than Charles, though.
Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Sweet Home in Alabama, the John DeBella Show. Speaking of Alabama, they just passed rules. I saw a story this morning. I don't know if I pulled it or not. All right, about in schools in Alabama, you're no longer allowed to play tag, Red Rover. There were a couple of other, you know, and not dodgeball or anything like that. Mm-hmm. All runaround games, right?
Why?
You ready for this?
Safety risk.
No, yeah. No.
Liability.
Because they wanted them to play more sports where they got exercise.
Huh? What?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Isn't running. Now, I'm no workout maven here, guys.
But tag, there's a lot of running in tag.
It's digital tag nowadays, John. Just sit on your phone and fire out lasers.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!